We're now going to turn our attention to the Women's March. We've got a few of the organizers with us on the phone. We'd like to welcome them. We'd like to welcome native New Yorker, now based here in Southern California, I think, Gina Belafonte, who has spent her life in the arenas of entertainment and activism, where her professional work thrives today. She is the executive director of Sankofa.org, a social justice organization that enlists the support of today's artists and influential individuals in collaboration with grassroots partners to elevate the voices of the disenfranchised and promote peace, justice, and equality. Gina Belafonte, welcome back. It's been too long. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you so much, Marvin, for having me.
Right, and I'm sure some of our listeners recognize that last name. I'll say no more than that, Gina. I'm sure you get that way too often, right? The daughter of. And also with us, I'd like to welcome Emiliana Gurica. And Emiliana is an entrepreneur based in Los Angeles with a passion for giving back to the community. She's an award-winning event producer. Emmy, as we call her, devotes much of her time to advocacy programs for women's rights, Latino education, and gender equality. She brings her 10 plus years of event experience to the Women's March LA. And in 2016, I think it was, Emmy, you founded the Women's March LA Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization and actually is its own entity apart from the National Women's March organization. Emmy, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So, Emmy, tell us what's going to be going on this Saturday.
Well, we are marching. We are marching Saturday morning from Pershing Square to City Hall. We are expecting about 250,000 people to take to the street.
Wow.
We are focusing on voting. We are focusing on women rising. We firmly believe that 2020 is a critical election, if not the most critical of our lifetime. We believe that women will elect the next president of the United States, so we need to mobilize and continue with this movement.
Yes, and Gina, I just remember last year being there at the march, and the program was so tight. It moved very, very smoothly. The music was incredible. Actually, I had a hard time heading out from the march because I was busy dancing along with so many others. So in a way, it was very serious in terms of women's rights and the issues women are concerned about and still facing. But it was also celebratory. And you play a role in all of that, Gina. So what can we expect this year?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things that we're doing this year that's different from the past is you'll see some different faces on the stage taking to the mic to share some of the work and the passions that they have been working on over this past year. And as Emiliana said, we're really focusing on the vote and giving platform to many of the organizers that the Women's March Los Angeles Foundation has been working with throughout this, not only this last year, but consistently through the last 4 years. And a lot of voices that we haven't heard, but of course we will still have music. We will have the arts having a very big presence down there. We'll have two large art installations for people to take selfies with that have beautiful messaging around our LGBTQ family and our other immigrant family. We'll have the Ray Chu Band will be out again, so we'll have music, because I think we have to celebrate as women. We also have to celebrate as organizers. It's important that we find balance in this movement and to share some of our wins and our joys. But let's not be mistaken. This is a very, very critical election coming up, and we do have to focus, and we have to come together in a common agenda on how we are going to make a shift in this country in the positive direction.
Yes, and Emmy, just very quickly, you know, there's been some controversy around the Women's March nationally and some changes on the board. We were just on with Sam Weinstein based in the UK and talking about how a charge of anti-Semitism was used against Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, wrongfully so. We know that some of that came up in terms of national Women's March. But it sounds as though, from what you're saying, despite the efforts to attack or undermine the march, that you're still expecting great numbers and great support. And it's interesting that the largest demonstrations that have happened in this country since the election of Donald Trump, beginning with the day after his election, have been the women's marches. Emmy, some final thoughts from you.
Well, I want to say that, you know, it's part of our tagline, Women Rising. Yes, there are efforts to undermine women, that are putting forth the work. Historically, the Women's March has been the largest protest in the United States, even at its lowest numbers, according to New York Times and Washington Post. I think that a lot of the new congressional seats were won because of Women's March. I think that five presidential candidates, female women running for presidency, was all due to Women's March. So we are a very new organization. If we think about it, this is only our third year as an organization. And so we, you know, there's baby steps. We have a lot of learning to do, but we're not going to go away. We are still continuing with the fight for women's rights because in 2020, more critical than ever.
Yeah, and just a quick final thought from you, Gina Belafonte. You come from a family clearly with a long history of social justice, of anti-racism, civil rights, and much more. And also, I imagine you are involved with the Women's March because you're still seeing a strong social justice component to Women Rising and what the Women's March is hoping to do. Gina?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, going deep into this work and in organizing, we see so many women at the forefront of this movement and all social justice movements, whether it's the Poor People's Campaign, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it is immigration rights. Women are really taking a deep leadership role. And what we really need to do is to align with each other so that we can support each other's work and continue to make inroads. And while this presidency is so deeply critical, 2 years after that, we're going to have another election, and it's going to be critical again. So all elections, people need to find their voice and the space and the place where they can get articulated and understand the issues and really vote their morality and their conscience with love.
Right. And Emmy, where should women turn up on Saturday? Where and when?
Women should turn up at 9 a.m. at Pershing Square, 532 South Olive. We will have sign making, some music, a short speaking program, and then we're marching 1.2 miles to City Hall.
Right. And that's not only women, but of course, men and all the supporters of women. Well, I certainly hope to be there. And I want to thank both of you for the work that you've done and you're continuing to do. Thank you so very much. All the best.
Thank you for having us, Margaret. Thank you so much for giving us this platform.